So, Councillor Richard Livingston, today Southwark Council has sold at auction a historic and very prominent building in Park Street, formerly two council homes. Are you pleased with the price that the council's got?
Well, the price that we've got today is going to enable us to build 17 new council homes. So that's 17 families that are currently on our waiting list that will get the homes that they deserve as a result of this sale.
But critics have pointed out that those... what's already there are large homes with lots of bedrooms. Aren't those just the sorts of properties that you need on your list?
Well, those homes are in a really bad state of repair. It's going to cost us about £500,000 to have brought those back into a lettable use. So that's another three homes worth on top of the 17 I've already talked about. So it really wasn't going to make sense as ploughing all that money in there just for two homes, where we've got a net gain effectively of 20 homes as a result of this sale.
And as your colleague Councillor Ian Wingfield said last week, that he was generally against selling council homes, but in fact the record of the council under the present administration is that you've sold quite a substantial number of properties, many of which have been individual homes on streets in the north of the borough. Isn't it a bit of a stretch to say that this is an unusual episode when in fact it's part of a long-term trend?
Well, those properties that you've talked about, the vast majority of those have been sold under the policy that we inherited when we came into power. There's not many that haven't been. And, of course, that money is getting ploughed back into making council homes a decent enough quality for people to live in and to build brand new homes. We've got really ambitious plans to be building 11,000 new council homes across the borough in the next 30 years. And, it's really important that we're trying to be as smart as we can with our money to ensure that we can deliver that. And I think it's worth noting that we're certainly ploughing money back into SE1 and the north of the borough. This isn't social cleansing, as I know some people have claimed. Last week's cabinet, we agreed plans for about 75 new homes as part of these 11,000 new homes, which are going to be in SE1 as part of a tranche of about 240 homes. So, SE1 is certainly going to see new affordable housing, new council housing, as a result of what we've done today.
But on the other hand, only a very few of those are in the far north of the borough. And isn't this just becoming part of a self-fulfilling prophecy of, in the streets very close to the river, sales like this are contributing to a cycle that's driving up prices, and therefore when new developments come up in the surrounding streets, we'll hear that it's absolutely impossible to provide any kind of affordable housing, and it all just becomes part of a self-fulfilling prophecy that there'll never be any more new affordable housing in those streets at the far north of the borough.
That's clearly not true. Part of the report that we took last Tuesday included the building of new homes at Colombo Street, near to Blackfriars Bridge. Very high value land value. Those are going to be new council homes. We're building 18 new council homes, two intermediate rent places there as well. So, you could argue that today's sale is enabling us to build those new homes at Colombo Street, still in the very far northwest of the borough, in the most unaffordable parts of the borough.
And we've seen today that members of Housing Action Southwark and Lambeth have moved into the buildings in Park Street. You've already had a bit of an exchange with them on Twitter.
Yes.
about what they've been doing. But what's your reaction to their decision to occupy the building?
I am sure these people are motivated because they want to see the right thing. I feel they just haven't really thought through the implications of what they're doing and the train of action that they've taken, because this is about building new council homes. Now, I understand that perhaps some of them are a little sceptical about our proposals, but it's there in black and white in what we've published as a council, what our plans are. I think I can take some reassurance of that the money will go to the right aims of building new council homes.
And one of the Cathedral's ward councillors, Adele Morris, said last week that this sale, together with things like we've seen recently at Stiles House, where homes that are still occupied by council tenants have been apparently, the council is prepared to countenance selling those. Isn't it true to say that that, as Councillor Morris said, that in the north of the borough, anything's up for sale if the price is right, because that's the impression that some people are getting.
Well, I don't think so. The property we talked about today is something that wasn't being let and was going to cost a huge amount of money to bring back to a lettable standard. The Stiles House discussion is still going on between the developer and the people that live there, but as I understand the proposals, that was about providing more social homes on the Stiles House site. So, you know, this is not about removing social homes from the northwest of the borough. This is about finding ways that we can ensure there's more affordable housing in the northwest of the borough.